Will you be wearing the pink shirt again on Saturday?
Of course.
What did the boys make of that in the dressing room? Did they take
fine,
the mick?
Yeah, they're fine with it. I mean, the reason wearing pink, for anyone who didn't know, it was to promote awareness of breast cancer. So I wear that with honour, even, despite, you know, beyond the fact that it's Portsmouth shirt in a cup final. I mean, it's there for a reason, and happy to wear it.
I did not know that. That's really, really touching. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely brilliant. You've had mixed experiences in FA Cup finals then with Aston Villa and Liverpool before you went to Pompey and before picking up the trophy in 2008. So big favourites on that occasion, but outsiders this time.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to help? Is it going to help to be the underdog? Is it easier to motivate
a team? It's going to help to be in Portsmouth changing room with my teammates. We've got a wonderful spirit, and we've got a wonderful belief. And if people think that we're just going to go out there and make up the numbers, then they are very wrong. So I'll get all the help I need from within that changing room, and I'm looking forward to Saturday, definitely.
Have you got a pre-match ritual?
Other than eating Jaffa Cakes. My pre-match ritual's already started. I mean, we're a routine more than a ritual. But, yeah, I get a good week of preparation in, and come Saturday, as I say, everything will be geared up.
What kind of music do you listen to in the dressing room? Does everyone fight over what goes on?
There's some dodgy stuff played recently. Yeah, Freddie was putting some dodgy stuff on. I don't know where it was from. Where it was either Dutch, Africa. I don't know what it was. It was weird. Personally, I might have a bit of Handel's Messiah. I might have some Scratch Perverts, or I might have some Breakbeat. I'm not sure yet.
Excellent. What a choice. What a choice. How are you going to be wearing your hair?
I don't know. At the moment, it's a mop.
How long does it take to put the cornrows in?
Just over an hour. So
really?
I'm actually probably going to get that done tomorrow afternoon. If the haircut shop's open, then I'll get it done tomorrow afternoon.
Do you ever wonder that you're going to be papped, Rio Ferdinand style, with half of it done and half of it not?
I walk out around like that half the time anyway. So.
So it doesn't bother you so much?
It doesn't bother
much.
Me the slightest, no.
Okay, you're out of contract then at Pompey in the summer. When will you make a decision on your future?
I'm not out of contract.
Oh, okay.
The contract needs to be negotiated as such. If we don't come to an agreement, then I could be out of contract. But all these discussions will have to happen after the final, and we'll see where we're at. I mean, that's something between myself and the administrator, so we'll see.
Just before I let you go, David, what does playing for Portsmouth, what does pulling on a Portsmouth shirt mean to you?
It's been an honour. For the last 4 years, we've had... More so in the last than the previous three, but we've had some wonderful experiences and some very interesting experiences on and off the field. But pulling on the shirt on Saturday in the cup final and having a chance of doing something rather extraordinary, as I say, it's been a wonderful experience and an honour so far.
Well, you've got so much love on the text from Saints fans, from Pompey fans, from everybody, really hoping and wishing you all the best for Saturday and for the World Cup as well. Ken in Pompey's going to have the last word, David. He says, does David think he'll be collecting two winners' medals in the next 2 months?
I'll be doing everything I can to be, so... If Ken's got anything to say about it, and yeah, I'll do what I can to make not only Pompey but the whole of England proud. So let's go for it.